And welcome back to the Atlanta Home and Remodeling Show, downtown Atlanta. We are at the Go Dogs Roof booth. Mike Salmon alongside Gene Russell. And Gene, are we allowing this? We've got another roofer joining us here.
Well, here at Go Dogs Roof, we feel like if there's a good quality roofer in the area, we want to promote that. The University of Georgia promotes all Georgia-based businesses. We feel the love. We love the spirit of competition, but we want to support everybody's venture.
All right, then on that note, I want to introduce Tom Davidson with Certified Quality Roofing. Tom, how are you?
Hey, great. Glad to be here at the show today.
Well, Tom, it's great to have you. Thanks for coming out today. I know we're both in the same space, and there's no conflict of interest because we have different offerings, but we still do kind of the same thing. What makes Certified stand different than the other, 1,500 or so roofing companies in the Atlanta area?
That is correct. Yes. So we're an IKO premier contractor, and we're offering drone surveys, as it were, using an AI drone, so we can get very good analytics on a roof and see if there's any real damage, where it be hail or wind or whatever the case may be.
When you say, because we leverage the same, are you talking about the Eagle View technology, Eagle View Assess?
Absolutely.
Excellent.
So the days of men actually getting up on a roof to have to look at the roof and see what needs to be replaced or fixed or repaired, drones are now helping out, which I guess would be a big safety thing and cost issue.
100% from a safety standpoint. There's men like you, there's men still get on the roof, just not men like Tom and I get on the roof
That's
anymore.
That's correct.
getting a little bit older. But what this is, and I'll let him back it up, is that there's a company called Eagle View, and they are the premier roof measurement company. An insurance company will measure a roof using a company called Eagle View. Now, a lot of us have gone into some of this AI droning of the roof to get the measurements, the damage assessment, and the drone is in fact autonomous. We don't fly the drone. We bring the drone out to the property. The drone will fly the property safely. It will take a series of 200 to 300 pictures per property normally. And in a few hours, we'll have a full report on every shingle on that roof and to assess damage from hail to wind to blistering and other kinds of defects like that, with a full weather report and the measurements.
Wow. What's your service area?
We service actually all of Georgia. We serve about half of Florida and about a third of South Carolina.
Certified's a ginormous roofing company. And you mentioned being IKO premier dealers. IKO is a wonderful shingle manufacturer. What is your relationship with IKO like, and what do you like about their product that you think stands above the others?
Yes, yeah, so we are enjoying our relationship with IKO. What the thing about IKO is, my understanding, they're the largest manufacturer in Europe, the largest shingle manufacturer in Canada, just not that large in the U.S. yet. We're enjoying their warranties that we're able to offer customers through our relationship with IKO.
What is the IKO warranty, if you don't mind me asking?
Typically, we're offering about a 30-year warranty, depending on the shingle you use, where it be a standard shingle or a class 3 or 4.
And on workmanship, what does Certified offer as far as a workmanship warranty on roofs they install?
Yeah, typically it's a 5-year warranty. Sometimes we offer 10, again, depending on this level of shingle that the customer decides to select, where it be a class 3 or class 4 hail resistant shingle.
And you mentioned that you guys cover all of Georgia, some of Florida. Where do you find the most of the bottom line of your work comes from?
Well, we're quite active here in the Atlanta area. We're also active in the Tampa and Orlando area, and also in Augusta because of the storm last fall that we do a lot of business in.
Personally, as a public adjuster myself and own a public adjusting firm in living in Tampa for a lot of years, I'm very familiar with Certified Roofing and getting roofs bought for you guys years ago.
Right.
What do you see in the insurance space now that some of these laws have changed, and how do you handle insurance work these days?
What I'm seeing personally, I think the market's going to change here in Georgia. I think they're going to tighten up, as opposed to the qualifications, it's going to become more like Florida because we're having more bad weather here in Georgia. So I see those, the way that insurance companies approach people here in Georgia, they're going to tighten up how often they require them to get the roof. And we personally, if we're going through insurance, we currently have a relationship with a PA that we're using to help process those claims.
It's a great point to bring up that you do utilize the services of a public adjuster. That is protection for the roofing company. More importantly, more protection for the homeowner Whereas we notice, I know that you probably notice too, there's a lot of roofers that go out and play junior adjuster with people's insurance claims and get them into a lot of trouble, not knowing how to handle the claims process, insurance work, and things like that. And I agree with you wholeheartedly that now Georgia is considered a hurricane state. And working a lot of Florida stuff, that the model in Florida kind of get implemented all over the country in this way. Have you seen policyholders receive these letters that we're noticing going out, that a roof that is aged, an asphalt shingle roof, like your typical roof, our clients are getting letters. If that roof is aged 10 years or older, they're getting letters from their insurance company saying, you need to replace this roof at your expense or we're not going to offer you insurance anymore. Are you having any of that kind of thing happen?
Specifically in the Florida market, absolutely. In the Georgia market, that's coming forth, but it's not quite as often. What I am seeing is some of the insurance carriers or policies are limiting what they're paying on the roof. Specifically, some carriers are making you pay, besides your deductible, a portion of the value of the roof, not the full value of it.
And I think what you're talking about is an actual cash value policy, whereas most insurance policies were replacement cost or recoverable depreciation.
Right.
In the claims process, there are two checks. The actual cash value check, and that is the amount they're going to pay you of the entirety, less the depreciated amount, which is applied by the adjuster. And then they apply the deductible on top of that, anywhere from $1,000 to $2,000 or a percentage of that. And that's your first check. Now, back in the day, or currently now, but phasing out, once, let's say your roof is damaged, Mike, by a windstorm, and it's determined you've contacted your insurance company, State Farm, or also whoever comes out, and they're like, you're right, we need to replace this roof. And there's going to be a claims process with two checks. They're going to send you that actual cash value check, less all of those things. You're going to hand that money over to Certified Quality Roofing to come out and replace the roof. They're going to do that for that reduced amount. And once that build is finished, they communicate with the insurance company, letting them know that the roof is done, and then they would release the balance, the depreciated amount, to finish the claims process. Now, in this new world, there will be no second check. That first check is what you get. That is it, and that is all. And this is what we're going right through as roofing companies, because for years and years, we were dependent upon insurance work and these storms and stuff like that. And they have different types of roofing companies that profit off of that. What makes Certified? You guys are at a Georgia-based company.
That's correct.
You're well-established. You're not going in. There's a term that we use called storm chasers.
Right.
And you're definitely not a storm-chasing company.
Absolutely.
Explain
not
your history.
So our history is only a couple years old, but the owner had a company before. He sold it to his partner. So our relationship, if you look it up in Better Business Bureau, it's going to show 2 years. But our staff has years and years of experience. And my, for instance, myself, I've been in the industry for 15 years.
And so at Go Dogs Roof Roof, and as we are a roofing company, we feel as though we're almost in a partnership with another roofing company if they do it the right way. There are so many of these fly-by-night companies out here that cause more damage to our homeowners in Georgia, Florida, and other states that it makes our jobs a lot more difficult, because no one's going to trust us systemically because of these other bad actors in our industry.
Absolutely.
Well, I've heard a lot about those bad actors where you can start a company tomorrow. You don't need to get the certification and so forth because I don't believe it's legally required. And so you have those bad apples out there. How do you overcome that?
Well, the difference is, and it's a good question, I don't want to take light away from him, but there is no roofing license designation in the state of Georgia. So what makes us different than them? What makes you different?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, what you're going to find is I call them chucking a truck. So
yep.
Basically, you can go to Home Depot and find a crew standing outside and you can buy the product. But what you don't really have is you don't have somebody backing up your roof when you actually were have an issue. And it's basically all on you as the homeowner. So you're looking for the expertise of doing that. For instance, I was at someone's home the other day and they had a leak. And I was quick to point out they don't have what's referred to as a cricket behind mm-hmm. their chimney. And that's basically a diverter of water. So a person that's a fly-by-night person most likely would not address that, but somebody that's vested in the industry will do your roof properly.
And Tom, how often would you recommend someone have their roof checked?
Anything after 10 years, I would say once a year. Again, It's a service that a lot of roofing companies offer. And again, we're just doing a quick, since we don't even climb on the roof, the whole process can only take about 30 minutes or so. And then it gives you a history of where your roof's headed to.
So when you come out and you do the autonomous drone inspection, somebody schedules with a certified, you guys, a representative comes out, performs the drone inspection. Do you provide that report to your homeowners, and is there a cost for that?
Currently, there is not a cost for that, so we're providing that free. And so, yes, we look forward to keeping people educated about the roof. And as a lot of roofing companies, once you've done the inspection, if a storm should come through your neighborhood, we may reach out to you and say, hey, you had a storm through your neighborhood last week. Would you like us? We proactively offer them a new inspection.
Fully insured, fully bonded, yes. Workers' comp, the whole nine yards, it's certified.
That's correct.
Excellent.
Well, look at this. Tom and Gene playing nicely together in the sandbox.
Cats are sleeping with dogs. This is unbelievable. Listen, we're not competitive. We're in competition.
Yeah. Tom Davidson, a Certified Quality Roofing. What is the website?
The easiest website is certifiedqualityroofs.com.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for helping to educate our public and what we do in our industry. And your success is my success. And thanks for making us stronger.
It's my great pleasure to be here today. Thank you for the time.
You bet.